Through the window is a mitzvah being manufactured, and every decision behind that glass was argued out in a Beit Midrash first. This is the problem our organization inherited. Tehillot had been gone for more than 1,000 years. When we began making Tehillot strings here, over 30 years ago, there was no factory to copy and no living practice to inherit. Every step had to be invented, under a constraint most manufacturers never face. The halakha comes first. Three things have to be balanced at once. What the wool needs, what the dye needs, and this dye is fragile and unforgiving. And above all, what Jewish law demands. The work here is under the supervision of Rabbi Eliyahu Tavger, who founded our organization, and of Rav Avrahom Rubin, whose hechsher, the Badatz Rubin, is widely respected. Every person who prepares the dye, who dyes the threads, who ties tehillot onto a talit, has been interviewed personally by Rav Rubin. Each morning and through the day, they say the words L'shem mitzvot tzitzit, so that the intention behind the work never becomes automatic. And where the poskim disagree, the stringent view permeates the practice here. One example you can see the consequences of. The individual threads are dyed after spinning, but before they are twisted into a string. So the dye reaches all the way through, and no white core survives inside a blue thread. Also, the dye vat is never reused for a second batch, an issue called mareh sheni, second dipping. And the critical stages are done by hand, with intention. All of that costs time and money, and complicates the process. What it buys is hidur, the beautification of a mitzvah. Tehillot is the color of royalty. So every string that leaves this building should be fit for a king.